for the folk that got something to be thankful for.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 14th, 2013. Mother Holy Spirit is telling us this is the day of the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven. Here and now on this earth, all poor working class peoples, oppressed proletariat peoples, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Poor working class. This is the day that we must come together and form, as the Holy Quran says, the human nation. So, the wicked ruling class and families, the house of Rothschild, they know that their time is up. And so what they want to do is drive a wedge between poor working class white people, Caucasian people, poor working class white people, and the rest of us. So this whole trial, they picked five poor working class white women and a minority. We don't know whether she was black or Latina or Asian or whatever. But this whole trial was geared to capture the poor working class white people's mind, the mind of the poor working class white people, and cause them to buy into America's judicial system. Do they call it jurisprudence? Judicial system, buy into America philosophy, and buy into the philosophy of white supremacy and white skin privilege, not realizing that they have been blinded to the reality that they, as poor working class white people, are buying into that which is absolutely their own worst enemy, because this causes the divide between poor working class white people and poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. And this causes the poor working class Caucasian sister and brother not to understand that the system is controlled by the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, the 13 families and their affiliates. And these wicked ruling class and families adhere to the philosophy of eugenics. Now, eugenics literally means the cleaning up of the gene pool. That's a paraphrase. The cleaning up and cleaning out of inferior genes out of the gene pool. Now, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the house of Rothschild, long time ago during slavery, judged the black man and woman as being genetically inferior to the superiority of the genetic makeup of the ruling class and ruling families. And then brown people, genetically inferior. Red people, man and woman, genetically inferior. Yellow man and woman, genetically inferior. Now, what most of us don't know is that that philosophy began to turn on poor working class white people as well. And so, the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers began to create not just death for black, brown, red, and yellow, but also death for the poor working class Caucasian sister and brother. Look at all of the Caucasian lives that were lost in the so-called Revolutionary War. Look at all the lives lost, Caucasian lives, white people dying in the American Civil War, North and South. All of this was orchestrated by the House of Rothschild to kill and destroy poor working class Caucasian people. Look at World War I. Look at the raising up eventually of Hitler. But look at World War I and the isolation of Germany in World War I. All of these, Germany, Britain, Spain, France, criminals. But look at the isolation of Germany, orchestrated by the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers over the diamond industry and the diamonds in Namibia. And so the land of Namibia was taken from Germany, all of them thieves, but they took it from Germany, isolated Germany, began World War I to do what? Secure land, wealth, and resources? Yes. But also to kill poor working class white people. Wealthy people do not send their children into warfare and bloodshed. But the poor working class Caucasian sister and brother, look at how many of them died in World War I. Then the same House of Rothschild, who create all warfare, finance all sides of warfare, arm all sides, they taught Hitler eugenics. They raised up Hitler and fed his mind and his brain with eugenics, and then fed his mind and brain that he, Hitler, must kill poor working class white people, poor working class white Jews. He didn't touch the wealthy. Rothschilds are Jews. Oppenheimers are Jews, but they are wealthy ruling class. Hitler was taught to kill the poor working class. Hitler financed Israel because Israel, the modern day state of Israel, was a continuance of the eugenics program. Kill and destroy poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white people as well. Look at all of those deaths in World War I, World War II. The deaths of all of these poor working class Caucasian people. Now, don't get angry with me, black people, and brown and red and yellow, as if I am dissing our suffering and forgetting that our suffering is the greatest on the planet, the worst ever on the planet. But I'm going after the poor working class Caucasian sister and brother to try my best to help them to understand that all of us have the same enemy. So this trial causes poor working class Caucasian sisters and brothers to buy into the system, buy into the judicial system of the United States of North America. Stand Your Ground, the Stand Your Ground law, is engineered so that a black man can't claim Stand Your Ground and get off. A Latino wouldn't be able to do so normally, but this Latino-looking fellow, George Zimmerman, has a European Jewish daddy, and that European Jewish daddy is connected to the judicial system, so therefore this Latino is treated differently. So-called Latino sisters and brothers, don't think that you can ordinarily claim the Stand Your Ground law. No, unless you maybe have a European father who is connected to the judicial system. But this is all geared to cause poor working class white people who adhere to the philosophy of white supremacy and white skin privilege to think that they have a stake in this system as is, and this is all to drive a wedge between poor working class white sisters and brothers and the rest of us, when the day when Mother Holy Spirit is calling for us to come together as poor working class oppressed proletariat black, brown, red, yellow, and white peoples of the earth and forget this rotten system and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, freedom, justice, and equality for every human being under the sun. George Zimmerman is like Cain in the Bible. Just came to me today. Remember Cain killed his brother Abel? Are we not sisters and brothers in the human family? Are we not sisters and brothers by the reality that the wealthy ruling class are doing all that they can do to destroy all of us, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white as well? Are we not de facto sisters and brothers? Are we not sisters and brothers on some level? So George Zimmerman killed his brother. He is Cain. And Trayvon Martin is Abel. And the blood of Trayvon Martin is crying out to the universe for justice, crying out to the universe that we come together and get rid of this no good rotten system. Do not accept the verdict. Do not go out and vandalize and do destructive things, because among you will be agent provocateurs that will try to turn us into a direction that will be destructive. Look at what's going on in Egypt. Look at what's going on in various places. All of the places where we see uprisings of the sisters and brothers, we have to be careful of agent provocateurs, agent provocateurs sent in by the wicked ruling class to divert the movement. Be careful of that. But George Zimmerman is Cain. Now, what does Cain, what's the definition of the African Hebrew word Cain? In the African Hebrew language, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, found under the number 7013, pronounced Cain, we see that the word Cain means spear. The word Cain means spear. What is a spear? A spear is a weapon to kill. You can kill an animal. You can kill a human being. So Cain or Cain means a spear. And excuse me. First Cain, 7014, Cain means possession. Okay? So watch this now. Cain wanted to possess the life of Abel. How did he take possession of the life of Abel? Apparently, the etymological root of Cain is Cain, again, 7013 on the Hebrew side. The etymological root is defined as spear. So maybe Cain used a spear or a knife or a sword to possess the life of Abel. And then what is the etymological root of that word? 6969. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. I love the definitions of words. It's pronounced kun, and it means to chant a dirge, to chant, to wail, to lament. The word dirge means lament for the dead. One forming part of a funeral rite. A mournful song, a piece of music or poem that is tied to a funeral or the lamenting of a death. Trayvon Martin is dead, and we did not see any justice at all. So we see mothers weeping and wailing. And the acronym is Mourning Women. Mourning Women, weeping, crying, lamenting women. And we who are men must tap into the spirit of the sacred feminine. And the woman is the representative of Mother Holy Spirit. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, we that hath an ear, let us hear what Mother Holy Spirit is saying to us. George Zimmerman took a life that has caused the weeping and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth and the lamenting of women. And we who tap into the spirit of the sacred feminine and Mother Holy Spirit, we weep as men and women and people who hold life sacred. In St. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, the abomination of desolation in the holy place. We give thanks and praises to the Most High Father and Mother for understanding scripture. Who is the holy place? The holy place is the universe. Everywhere in the universe is holy. Most of us think just the church that you constructed, the synagogue, cathedral, mosque that you constructed. No, the universe is holy, and your physical structure is holy, is sanctified, and should be seen as holy. And that life that resides in that holy, righteous structure, divine structure, is the spirit of Christ, the Christ spirit, and is most sanctified, most holy. And we must hold every life as being sanctified and holy and precious. And so we say Trayvon Martin's life is precious. Trayvon Martin's life is sanctified, is holy and precious, and should have been seen as such by George Zimmerman, and should have been seen in such a light by those women on the jury. And so the holy place, George Zimmerman is a holy place, but he has allowed the abomination of desolation into his holy place. The abomination of desolation has to do with the mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families to destroy the human family through idolatry and through taking possession of that which is not yours. Cain means possession, and the root word means spear, and the root of that means weeping and mourning women. So this man, George Zimmerman, has the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. That is the abomination of desolation. When we take a life that is not ours, when we take wealth and resources and land and territory that is not ours and destroy a sister and brother of the human family to do so, we are acting out Cain. We are acting out the story and narrative of Cain and Abel. It's a narrative to teach us about society today, that we have taken on the mind of the abomination of desolation, because the mind of the wicked ruling class is right up in our minds. And so those six women on that jury, they're holy places too. Their lives are precious and sanctified and precious and holy and should be seen as such. But they allowed the abomination of desolation into their mental construct. And so the wicked ruling class mentality seated up into their mind and mentality. And the lawyers of George Zimmerman, their lives are to be seen as holy and righteous. Their physical structure, holy and righteous, as we are speaking of it in this fashion. But they have allowed the abomination of desolation into their minds and are thinking like the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and justifying George Zimmerman taking possession of a life that was not his to take possession of. It was a sword yesterday. It's a gun today. So the stand your ground law is only to drive a wedge between poor working class white people who adhere to the philosophy of white supremacy and Ku Klux Klan mentality, not understanding that the system is destroying them as well as us, so unite with us. So, George Zimmerman, I do not want anything to happen to you. I do not call for your destruction. No, not at all. I call for you to think about what you have done. Understand that you took possession of a life that was not yours to take. By the gun today, a sword yesterday, and you have caused the lamenting of women, the lamenting of mothers, the lamenting of men and fathers, the lamenting of we who understand Mother, Holy Spirit, and the sanctity of life. Every life is precious. To profile. See, this is the mentality of the Fraternal Order of the Police. Look at the stop and frisk policies of New York City. You black, arrest him. Put him aside. Check him out. Empty his pockets. He's a black man. He's a black young man. Accost him. Put him aside. Go through his pockets. Harass him. Arrested 2-3 times before you get home. Abomination of desolation. Fraternal Order of the Police, most of you, all of you, are poor working class people. If you stop working, your money is done. So why would you sell out the black and brown and red and yellow community? And why would you sell out your own community and do the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families and profile black men as if you're doing yourself a favor and protecting your neighborhood? No, you are doing the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. I say once again, the drug culture takes place most often in the Caucasian community, but you do not go to the Caucasian community to arrest anyone behind the illicit drug culture and drug economy, because you follow your wicked orders from your wicked rulers. You have the abomination of desolation in your heart, in your mind, in your construct, and you profile black men and black boys and arrest and harass and kill us all day long. Cain, the spirit of Cain is on all of us who do not hold life sanctified and righteous and holy. Black on black crime, red on red crime, yellow on yellow crime, brown on brown crime, poor people on poor people crime. Poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white taking on the military uniform, going overseas to kill some other poor working class human being. That's the spirit of Cain. The blood is crying out. So we don't accept this decision. Unacceptable. Never will accept it. But we are careful and wary of the agent provocateurs. We want to organize, come together. Christians, talk to Muslims, talk to Hebrews, talk to Hindus and Buddhists, talk to communist atheists. We got to come together, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, come together to bring in the kingdom of God and queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. This system is unacceptable. This American system as it is unacceptable. The scripture teaches us of the new heavens and the new earth, and that's what we are about. Hear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. 4151. In the Greek language, Spirit is pneuma. Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It's a neuter noun in the Greek language, but we know that in the African Hebrew language, she, spirit, holy, is feminine. So the Greeks neutered her, and the Latins then transgendered her, and that's what we see in society today. Not just on a gender level, sexual level, but spiritually. See, every human being is in the earth because in our pre-incarnate life, Jeremiah 1 and 5, we knew the Most High. And in the book of Hebrews, we learn that we are the glory of God, the Christ, and the glory of God, and we petition the Most High for a body to come into the earth realm to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. For the purpose of ruling the universe in accord with the principles of life and existence for all. But we have been neutered. That original promise has been stripped away from us. And then we have been transgendered spiritually, mentally, and morally into the abomination of desolation and the thinking of the wicked ruling class and ruling families to our own destruction. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, what Mama Holy Spirit saith unto the churches. Holy Spirit is the third person of the triune God, the Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal with the Father and the Son. Let's start with the Son. The Son represents you and me as sons and daughters, Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. The Almighty Father, we know about the Almighty Father, but do we know that Holy Spirit is our mother? And knowing that she is our mother, are our brains changed when we say Holy Spirit is our mother, co-equal with the Almighty Father? Yahweh is father and mother, begatter and conceiver, the science of the birth of life and existence. Sometimes referred to in a way which emphasizes, it says here, his personality and character. It should be her. Mama Holy Spirit is feminine. Her personality and character. What type of personality do we have? What type of character do we have? Are we listening to Mother Holy Spirit? Are we buying into the madness and the destruction and the division? Are we buying into the false and wicked judicial system of this United States of North America that is controlled by the House of Rothschild? Or are we taking on the character and personality of Mother Holy Spirit, the womb through whom we are born, reborn, and resurrected? Sometimes referred to in a way which emphasizes, I'm going to say, her work and power, the Spirit of truth. Now that word truth, Ma'at in the African Kemet language, represented by the black woman with two wings, carrying the scales of justice. Look at this theme of justice. Justice was not served in the Zimmerman trial, but Ma'at, Spirit of justice, Spirit of truth. Your heart weighed next to the feather. If your heart was equal to the feather in weight or lighter than the feather in weight, then you had the spirit, the character of Mother Holy Spirit, the personality of Mother Holy Spirit. You were one and are one who is trying your best to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And so you enter into paradise, not later, but here and now. Ma'at also means truth, justice, and righteousness, balance, reciprocity, order out of chaos. This Zimmerman trial creating disorder, going against the balance in the universe, going against justice, going against Ma'at, going against the personality and character of Mother Holy Spirit. So we have to tap into Mother Holy Spirit. Tap into the womb, the sacred feminine, that we may truly understand how we are to move and navigate the political landmines. The political landmines of this wicked system. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.